This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Weather conditions continue to challenge the state's wildland firefighters. The 403 fire forced evacuations in Park and Teller counties Friday morning, fueled by high winds. It's only about 35% contained. Fire warnings cover most of eastern Colorado today, with winds expected to reach 50 miles per hour in some areas. Colorado is rolling out a new grant program to help school districts buy electric buses. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's meant to help slow climate change and protect kids from toxic diesel fumes.
The $65 million program is one of the country's largest investments in electric school buses. Districts can apply for grants to buy smaller or full-size buses, which cost between $250,000 and $450,000. There's additional funding to install chargers. The state will prioritize communities already breathing higher levels of pollution. Cleaner advocates say the electric school buses might be expensive up front, but lower fuel and maintenance costs will help districts save money in the long run. Grant applications are due at the end of June. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Regis University program serving college students with intellectual disabilities recently got a boost. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
More than 350,000 new philanthropic dollars will help students with intellectual disabilities pay for tuition and housing, transportation and books. The Global Inclusive Program offers academic programs, basic job skills, and support for independent living. It also offers a modified curriculum for classes, peer mentors, and professors to assist with homework. The program hopes to combat high levels of poverty among adults who have an intellectual disability. Nationally, only 1 in 5 people with a disability was employed last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.